three times. Cancel 11. Take 1. Text 2.
Yeko pita sa bahu panda sutta sa patna durdyuta hedana kacha grahanari vistan kritvaninita mitarita rita sametan hatvanripanira hat kshiti bharanishaha.
Translation. Because the sons of Pandu were enraged by the numerous offenses of their enemies, such as duplicitous gambling, verbal insults, the seizing of Draupadi's hair, and many other cruel transgressions, the Supreme Lord engaged those Pandavas as the immediate cause to execute His will. On the pretext of the Battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna arranged for all the kings who were burdening the earth to assemble with their armies on opposite sides of the battlefield, and when the Lord killed them through the agency of war, the earth was relieved of its burden. Purport. The Pandavas were repeatedly harassed by their enemies, such as Duryodhan and Dushasan. As innocent young princes, the Pandavas had no enemy, but Duryodhan was constantly plotting against his helpless cousins. The Pandavas were sent to a house of lac, which was later burned to the ground. They were administered poison, and their chaste wife Draupadi was publicly insulted when her hair was pulled and an attempt was made to strip her naked. Throughout these dangers, Lord Sri Krishna constantly protected the Pandavas, who were fully surrendered to Him and who knew no other shelter than Him. In this verse, the word itari tarita is significant. Previous to the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna had killed many demons, including Putana, Keshi, Agasura, and Kongsa. Now, Krishna wanted to complete his mission by removing the earth's burden by killing the remaining impious persons. But as stated here, kritva nimittam, the Lord did not personally kill, but empowered his devotees, Arjuna, and the other Pandavas to remove the impious kings. Thus, acting personally, and through his immediate expansion, Balaram, as well as by empowering his pure devotees such as the Pandavas, Krishna fully displayed the pastimes of the Yuga avatar by re-establishing religious principles and ridding the world of demons. Although the general purpose of the Kurukshetra battle was to kill the demons, by Krishna's arrangement, some great devotees, such as Bhishma, also appeared to be inimical toward the Lord. But, as described in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.39, by the words Hata Gata Sarupam, many great devotees played with the Lord as enemies, and upon being killed by Krishna, returned immediately to his abode in the spiritual sky in their original spiritual bodies. Because God is absolute, by his killing, he simultaneously removes the demons from the earth and encourages his pure devotees. So, Krishna describes in Gita, Paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya chuduskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge, that his purpose in coming is threefold. He comes, Paritranaya sadhanam, to save his devotees, vinashaya chuduskritam, to kill the demons, and dharma samstapanam, he comes to establish the real principles of religion, dharmam bhagavatam, that these principles are established by the Lord or by His pure devotees. Srila Sridhar Swami's Vivarta Deepika, in this Gita verse, he describes that his primary purpose was to save his devotees. And other acharyas have described that actually this first thing, Paritanaya Sadhanam, that's Krishna's business. And Vinashaya Tadushkritam and Dharma Samstapana, those are Krishna's expansions. That's the business of his expansions. It's not Krishna's personal business. It's not something that he personally does. So when the Lord sees that his devotees are being harassed like the Pandavas, then he can't tolerate that. and he wants to kill those miscreants. Although the Lord says in the Gita, Krishna says it, that samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshos dina priyaha. I'm equal to everyone. Still, Krishna's equality, our acharyas have described, is there in the form of equal opportunity. Krishna is an equal opportunity employer. He gives everyone an equal chance. But he always protects his devotees. He always sides with his devotees. And he uses his devotees to accomplish his purposes. His devotees, or sometimes his own Vishnu expansions. And that's something that's being spoken about here. As Sridhar Swami says, Krishna didn't kill the demons. That is not his business. This is described in the Padma Purana in a discussion between Parvati and Lord Shiva. Parvati, she's a very rustic lady. And when she heard her husband describe that actually Krishna was the son of Yashoda, not Devaki, and that the demons in Braj were killed by Krishna's Vasudeva expansion, not by Krishna directly, then she became a little disturbed by that. She said, well, this doesn't sound very nice. Well, as everyone knows, every couple knows, two's company and three's a crowd. So this is not a very nice thing. That Krishna's there, but inside his body is a Vasudeva expansion. Krishna's sporting with Srimati Radharani and the other gopis. And Vasudeva's also there. Doesn't sound like a very nice thing. So Lord Shiva, he explained to her, Ladaniya Mahashakti Sarva Shakti Variyasi Tat Sarabhava Rupa Sri Radhika Parikirtita Toya Shri Krishna Chandrasya Kridaya Samaye Mune Tadavishtam Vasudevam Saha Kirabdi Nayakam Antariksha Gatam Kuryach Chakti Akarshani Harehe Kridhante Stapayet Tantu Stapani Krishna Dehataha Sampurna Sodasha Kala Kevalo Nanda Nandanaha Vikridan Radhaya Sardham Labhate Paramam Sukham. That Shakti, Vadiniya Mahashakti, which is greater than all the other Shaktis, known as Mahashakti, is Srimati Radharani. Tat Sarabhava Rupa Shri. She's a very quintessential personification of love for Krishna. And Lord Shiva describes that at the time of Radha and Krishna's Krida Lila, their intimate pastimes, the Krishna's Shakti, which is known as Akarshani, arises. And those two personalities who are in the body of Krishna, Vasudeva and Kirabhakshayi Vishnu, those two personalities are taken out of Krishna's body by this Akarshani Shakti. And he takes them up into the sky. And they wait there while Krishna is performing his pastimes with Srimati Radharani. And then, after those pastimes are finished, Kridhante Stapayat Tantu, then Stapani Krishna Dehata. The Stapani Shakti kicks in and brings Vasudeva and Kirabhishayi Vishnu back into the body of Krishna. So Lord Shiva said, in this way, for 16 full years, Krishna, as the beloved son of Nanda Maharaj, alone enjoyed transcendental pastimes with Srimati Radharani.
So,
and that's what he says here. what is it? Sampurna Sodasha Kala, Sodasha Kala, for 16 years. Kebalo Nanda Nandana, decreed under Radhaya Saridam Labhate Paramam Sukham. And this way he got topmost Paramam Sukh, he got his topmost happiness. Because Krishna doesn't have to punch a time clock. He doesn't have to go to work. He doesn't have to do this business of killing the demons. That's something he gives to other persons. But he does that either through his Vasudeva expansions or he does it through his devotees. In a similar way, the Lord himself doesn't have to establish dharma. But that's done through his expansions and through his devotees. it's described that we were reading the other day how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an extended subject, and how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that all six forms of him have to be worshipped if one's to worship the Lord. And he describes that the Lord manifests his pastimes in this way through his devotees. Vande Guruni Shabhaktam Ishami Shavatarakam Tat Prakasham Shachakti Krishna Chaitanya Samnakam. So these six different forms. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahabhadanyaya Avatar. He's Swayam Rupa Govinda. He's a full avatar of the Lord, his original form of the Lord. And he also comes to perform his pastimes. He also comes to kill the demons. But just as Krishna doesn't personally kill the demons, but rather he empowers his devotees to do that, like Arjuna, or his expansions like Balaram, so similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also does his work through his devotees. Kavish Goswami describes it, that he gives his mercy in this way to three different features. Bhakti kripa korena prabhu etina swarupe sakshat avesha avibhava rupe. That he, to his own sakshat appearance, himself personally, through his avesh, through his prowess that he gives to someone, and through his manifestation, avibhava. His sakshat and avesh are described. Sakshate sakala bhakta deke nirvisesha. Nakula brahmachari dehe prabhura aveshe. The example of Mahaprabhu's appearance as avesh is Nakula das brahmachari. He's empowered by the Lord. And when the Lord appears in soft, that's known as sakshat. Tanhate hahila chaitanyara avirbhav olokika aiche prabhur oneka svabhav. In the body of Nakula das Brahmachari, there were different symptoms of avirbhav, the Lord's manifestation. Such appearances are very uncommon, but Mahaprabhu displayed many such pastimes through his different features. So, Kaviraj Goswami describes in this way that the Lord empowers devotees to do things. Rupa Goswami describes this further in Lago Bhagavatamrita. Jnana Shakti Adi Kalaya Yatra Vishto Janardanaha Tahavesha Nagadyante Jiva Eva Mahatamaha. That a living entity who is specifically empowered by the Lord with knowledge of strength is technically called Avesh Rup. He's been given the potency of the Lord. And through these features, through these devotees, the Lord manifests his pastimes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's an extended subject. And if we want to worship Mahaprabhu, we also have to worship his devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with a great river of nectar, Prema Dhara. But that river was not just a manifestation of the Lord himself alone, but it was also his devotees. And Srila Lochan Das Thakur, the devotee Shekhar Das, he sang that one song. Ranga Rasira Hari Primera Taranga Utaliya Jai Chidana Kavu Ahimanga. He said that Ranga Rasira Hari Primera Taranga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is a great river of nectar coming. And the waves of that river are prema, premera taranga. And he says that that river never stops flowing, nahimanga. Abhirama saranga toyatata juhipani achutananda tahi premera gurani. Who's the embodiment of that river? Abhiram Thakur and Saranga Thakur are the two Dui Kani. They're the two Tattas, Tatta Dui Kani. They're the two embankments of that river of Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love. And Achyutananda, the son of Advaita Acharya, he's a whirlpool of ecstatic love in that river. Shruta Bahijaya Tahe Shri Advaita Chandra.
Kumari Kandare Tahe Prabhu Nityananda.
The current of that river is in Vaitacharya. And Lord Nityananda, he has two roles in that river. He is the diver who is swimming in that river, and he's also the captain of the boat that takes some people along the waters of that river.
Prema jala chara shiva sari sahacha sarupa shri upa bheva premera mukha.
Shivas Thakur and Shivas Adi Sahacha and his associates are the fish that swim in those waters of Prema. And Srupa Damodar and Rupa Goswami are the fishes, the sharks that swim in that river.
Takuka dubiva kaja parasana paya tukiya shekara kane fukara koriya.
So, Duki Krishnadas, Shekhar Das, he says that I am very Duki. Duki is Shekhar Kande. I'm just loudly crying because I can't swim in that river. I'm just standing on the bank and loudly crying that I can somehow or another someday enter into that river. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Into the Sankirtan movement, he accomplishes all these things. Kirtanaya Sadhanam, Vinashaya Duskritam, Dhamma Samstarpanartaya, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge, comes again and again in these different forms. He empowers his devotees, and he comes himself to save his devotees and to give Krishna prema, to in that way annihilate the demoniac tendencies of the personalities in Kali Yuga. So we'll stop there. Any comments or corrections?
Question. The purpose of a Yuga avatar is to establish the religious principle to be practiced in that age, in that Yuga. So how is it that Krishna came at the end of Dwapara Yuga? And then when his pastime was over, after he had established the religious principle for the age, then immediately the age was over, as soon as he left the planet.
That's a very interesting question. I don't know. I haven't heard anything from our acharyas. We know, we've heard that this Dibya Yuga is very special because Lord Srimadeva appeared and he's Purna Bhagavan, according to Rupa Goswami and Lagu Bhagavatam, and Lord Ramachandra is also Purna Bhagavan, and he also appeared. And Krishna is Swayam Rupa Govinda, and he appeared. And I think some people say that Krishna appeared after that because he was introducing this form in Kali Yuga, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It may have something to do with that. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts about it?
It must have something to do. It can't. I would think that, speculation, but how could it be like that for every Kali Yuga? I mean, this is definitely a special Chatur Yuga. Definitely a special one. Where, Krishna is not only the Yuga avatar in Dwapara Yuga. He's not only the Yuga avatar, he's also, Purna, displaying pastime, the eternal pastimes, not just establishing religious principles. Must have something to do with that.
Anything else? Granta Rashmi Bhagavatam Ki Jai Kuk Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.